said get the little kids out. I thought you talked about the guys up here singing. I apologize. I'm sorry. Like, there's a few of them. There's a few of them. Boy, my goodness, what a thrill it is to be here today. I don't know how you prepare yourself to go to church. Some of you probably come in, you know, let's put some toothpicks on it. Some probably come in, come on. Come on. You know, I was in a church one time, and just before the service, for those of you who've never heard me before, trust me, I will preach, I will talk to you, I will sing to you, I will do whatever I feel God leads us to do today. I was in a church one time, and before the service, it was very serious. All the big wigs in the front, they all got together and they went off to a room. And I was like, did they do something wrong? Are they going to the principal's office? I was young. I don't know what was going on, you know. And so beforehand, they all, and I said, what? So I was on there. What are they doing? Well, they're having a prayer time just before the service, and they're getting into the Spirit of the Lord and getting. And I decided later on, you know what? I want to come to church ready. I want to walk in the door, prayed up, ready to see God's people and enjoy the fellowship, to be around fellow believers. I get excited when I am around God's people. So I'm not going to run off here someplace and, because you think I'd be praying, I'd be eating on a donut. That's exactly what'd be happening. And I don't know how you got prepared for church this morning, but I'll tell you how I got prepared. You think I'd be there? I was doing the all-American get ready for Sunday morning church thing. I was watching the Olympics. How many have watched them this week? Come on. Have you seen any of those events out there? My goodness. I am thrilled every 4 years when it comes around to watch those athletes that have trained, that have disciplined themselves to do the very best they can, not for the financial things. And I know there will be great financial things for some, all like that, but they are doing it for love of country and love of the sport that they compete in. And that kind of ties in with a lot of things that we have around churches, a lot of things about Christianity, a lot of the things about how we struggle and we strive to run the best race that we can for His glory. The Apostle Paul, you know that scripture. We're going to run that race. So what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to read scripture here. This is the 12th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians. In the 11th chapter back there, they talk about the Lord's Supper. Wonderful. Serving of the Lord's Supper. And then in the 12th chapter, the writer here, the apostle, starts to talk about gifts. And the 12th chapter, the first verse reads, and I'm reading here from the New King James Version. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. My. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He or God wills. Amen? Amen. Amen. We're all different. We are all different. And that's why I like coming down here to the campgrounds, because I don't know what church you came from. I don't know whether you have one of those big old denominations stuck on the side of it, or whether you, I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing, when you walk in that door, we are all in the same church, because we are all worshiping the same God. We are all, through truth in His Spirit, lifting up the name of Jesus. Say amen. Good. Y'all are trainable. Got to find those things out quickly before you go much further. I bless you. I just believe, and you know, I hear everything that's going on out there. I hear every discouragement. I hear every question mark. I hear, you hear terrible things. You scratch your head. You ask why. You say, God, why do you allow all this to go on? Why do you, you know, all these things? But then I start to think about the body of Christ, which is His church. And I think about how God's people, and how I feel that God's people are finally realizing, we have finally started to get it more right. And that is that we are in one mind, one spirit, one accord. We are not into competition. We are not into pointing fingers. We are not in trying to outdo one another. I just want to do what I can for the team. For the team. You know, when you come in here on a Sunday morning, I know people have been busy. I don't know how you will think and how my preaching will sound to you, but you are sitting a little more comfortable as you are hearing my preaching this morning. Amen. I like those things. I like that idea. I have a small church up in Northern Virginia, and the church I have, the building's about 110 years old. No, I was not the first pastor. Don't be thinking that. I know you think. I know somebody's, well, how was it when you opened? Yeah, I know you're thinking those things. And we've made the church kind of different, because when you walk in the church, it's almost like, you know, walking in the church back in the 40s, 50s. Terry has taken we have a Hammond organ. Beautiful, the shell of a Hammond organ. Inside, there's nothing that even starts with the letter H in it. Really, there's nothing inside that Hammond organ. What he's done, he took it out, the old Hammond organ, it wasn't working more, so he gutted everything out. Inside, he has every little toy known to mankind. He can do this. He can play it over here. He can make sounds. He can record. He can make me even sound better, kind of tie things. He can delete all those little things. But when you walk in, you look at it, you walk into churches back in the 40s, 50s, and we sing them old gospel songs like the quartets many years ago, you know. But I'll tell you one thing. I love to walk into a church that has that traditional quality to it, but is filled with the spirit of what God is doing in my life now, today. I love them old days. When I tell you them old days, they're in the past. I am excited about what God is doing in His church today, how He is allowing believers to kind of just say, you know what? If I, within my heart of hearts, fully believe that God has placed us here for a purpose, and that purpose is not just to eat donuts and drink coffee. My purpose is to bring glory unto the Heavenly Father, to be the best that I can for Him, and then to the best of my ability, allow Him through me to be a light to draw others to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what church is all about. It's not how you dress. It's not what you have. It's not. And I tell you, brother, you got some fine bling going on there, brother. God bless. I mean, every time I come down here, I feel like I didn't put my jewelry on this morning. You know, I do. He got it. I love it. No. I know it. I just say, God, I tell you one thing, and I love most of all, I love that cross. I love that cross. Who else did I see this morning? Was in the back there? She has a wonderful, she's busy. She has that wonderful cross on like that. I have the little teeny cross, you know. I got my little teeny cross over there like that. I tell you, I love people that believe and stand up for what they believe. Simple, straightforward. You don't have to get out there with a big old megaphone. What you have to do is live what you believe. And it will be like somebody shouting out because people are looking. People are noticing. People want to know how you react to the things that come against you in this life. Are you going to believe this thing that we have read and accordingly live your life in that manner? That is the challenge that each and every one of us face. How, God, with your help, can I be more like you and treat others the way that you would want me to treat them? Each team possesses a variety of gifts or positions, but pursues the same goal in my great God. Come from different backgrounds, different churches. We have different positions, and I like that. Positions, it says talents. People talk about gifts and all like that. Your gift is a lot of time is simply a position that God has allowed you to fulfill. Maybe you have people working under you. Maybe you're in a job, but people come to you. They have their struggles. How you handle people that God allows you to have authority over in the workplace makes a huge difference. Maybe you're a homemaker. You have the greatest opportunity of all. You have a young mind, a young heart that is going to be formed most of all by what they see in you. Right? Now, we're getting a little long in the tooth up here. We're getting white in hair and, you know, but I'll tell you one thing. There's an awful lot of children that look up to grandparents for warmth, for tenderness, for care. Because you can love them and send them back home. Amen. Be what God has placed upon your heart. Fill the position that God has opened for you. If it's making cushions for seats, do the best you can do. And amen, they look mighty comfortable out there. A couple of you ought to have one eye closed, a little nap time. If I was sitting out there, I'd be thinking about doing myself. If it's just sitting up a room, if it's simply going and checking on somebody that you haven't heard from a little bit, God moves you to do that. Go do it. Everyone, this is my second point. I have a sermon here. It's got points in it. My second point, everyone has a contribution to make which benefits the team. And when I talk about the team, I'm talking about the church. See, I'm in this Olympic thing. I've been watching it. Look at me, I just like watching it. Yesterday, I'm like, okay, I got one day, first day I've had, which I don't have anything that I have to do today. I cut the television on. I'm not one of those individuals who go in and I rarely do I watch the television, but I have the television on while I'm doing stuff. And I had it on yesterday morning, and a race was coming on, and they had the gentleman, the double amputee that ran. Anybody see that yesterday? One did, man. Y'all down the campgrounds. Y'all don't get no television down the campgrounds. I'm here. Just call me your TV guy this morning. I will tell you what you missed. That WMT with the springs that are attached to the lower part of his leg, and I thought he was running in like a Special Olympics. No, he's competing in the games, and yesterday morning he ran in the first heat. And he finished second. He qualified for the next heat, which he ran in last night. But I'll tell you one thing. I am sitting there. I am watching this man run, and I'm crying. I am so moved inside by what I was watching, about the dedication, about someone who just simply overcame. And I was moved. I don't know this gentleman's name. I don't know his story. I was just sitting there watching the thing, and I'm like, I'm glad I'm alone here this morning. Somebody be making fun of me. And I loved it. I loved it. He was doing with everything that God had given him. And that may have been no
no legs below the knees, and he was doing all that he could do. Boy, I loved it.
Thirdly, God is the source of each gift. You read this verse, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing each one individually as he wills. God is the source of each gift, so he deserves the glory. We have a lot of fun when we sing. Terry over there, he's so happy, and he and Jennifer finally in our new house, they just don't know what to do. All week long, my back, my back, my back, my back, my back. You know how it is when you're moving. I know when you think about moving your house. When I think about moving my house, I'm going to buy a book of matches, I believe. I'm thinking about that, to be honest about it, because I got so much stuff. I don't know, where did I get all that stuff? Stuff. You know? I tell you one thing, if you look up in the dictionary, pack rack, you can see my picture and quite a few of you two there. We all be a little bouncing together because we don't get rid of even that little picture. But you know, we enjoy it in the midst of things and moving into new houses and singing we did last week. And we were able to sing Friday night. We were able to sing Sunday. Saturday, we were able to sing Sunday. We had things to do this week, moving a house. And I said, you know, Sunday morning, got to go all the way down to the campgrounds. If you want to take a little pass on this, brother, I am looking forward to it. He tells me, why? Because I want to see those people down there. I want to see their faces. I want to be greeted. I want somebody to say, where is Terry? That's the kind of enthusiasm. And the glory is given to God, not we ourselves. You may have a wonderful gift, a talent. And you have that gift and talent. It might not be the ones that put you up front here like that, or standing, or preaching, or singing. But you have a wonderful gift. You have a talent that God has placed upon your heart. And if you will use it for his glory, boy, the wonderful things that he will do with it. Because God chooses, last verse. I'm about ready to finish up here, so stretch that tape out if you've been taping. They come in here saying, we got to tape this. We're going to put this thing on there. So you do whatever you got to do. But I'm getting close. God chooses who has what gifts. So we must not compete. We must not compare what gift that God has given to each of us as individuals compared to another. Because it is our job, in such a blessing that job is, if we are simply able to take what God has given you, turn it over and say, Heavenly Father, you just make it multiply. You just take what you have given me and you use it to bless others. You got a question in your life? I'll give you a real simple answer here. You got some gray area, and you know, it's so difficult sometimes because I like those black and white questions. Yes, no, you know, and I just don't get those questions. I get all those gray area questions. Anybody know anything you like? You just don't quite. Just make it plain and simple, you know. I grew up in a wonderful, wonderful household. My mother, she would make a meal. She'd set it on the table. And you had one of two questions. She said, you either eat what is set on this table or you go a house further. Simple. I like that decision. I like those decisions made for me. And sometimes in life, it's not quite like that. You have these gray area things, these things you don't quite know. You don't know what to do. You don't. Does it bless God? Ask that. Does it bless others? Ask that. And thirdly, does it fit into God's plan? And I tell you what God's plan is. For each one to come into a saving knowledge of him. God's plan is that he should be lifted up. And in doing so, he will draw all to him. Kevin's going to come here in just a second. He's going to finish up. You have prayer request time. You have a time to share. We kind of front end on. We do a lot of singing. We do a preaching. We try to teach and all like that because we're going to go up the road and do this all again. Bless you, brother. And God in his wisdom will answer your request. Now, I don't know if you're going to watch them old Olympics or not. I don't have any stock in NBC. I don't have anything to gain by it. But I tell you one thing, I am proud of the country that I live in. And I root for them. Come, go, 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 a little faster. Go, go, go. But I also am appreciative of every athlete that is trained, everyone that has made the sacrifice. Same way I do with God's house and God's people. Oh, I like my little church. I like the people in it. I think they're the finest people that I will preach to after you this morning. I'll tell them that. But I love the way that God's people are so special to him. And the way that he is just sending out his love so that we can be used. Amen. Amen. Brother Kevin, come on up. I'm going to.